Morning, everybody. My name is Miles. I'll be running through today's morning brief. Happy Friday as well. Okay, things in focus over the last 24 to 48 hours have been some pricing or inflationary data that's come out. Bulls were pretty eager to see yesterday's PPI report come in line with expectations for the month. Of course, that comes after Wednesday's hotter than expected inflation reading. It's a really interesting kind of development that we've seen. Bulls kind of moving past or choosing, perhaps in air quotes, to ignore some of the maybe bad pricing data that suggests inflation could be sticking around a little bit longer than expected, and pretty eager to look towards that data that suggests the higher for narrative crowd is wrong. I'm certainly not making a call here, and there's a lot of economic data that needs to be digested before we can certainly say that rate cut expectations in 2024 are a little bit too high at the moment. So what we'll do is we'll just continue to focus on the resulting price action. And as we get into it there, NASDAQ Composite and Gold led the way to the upside. We'll take a look at both of those charts in just a moment. Towards the downside, crude oil takes a bit of a breather, down about 1.4% for the last 24 hours, but still continues at what it's a pretty productive 2024, of about 17% in the last 3 months. Excuse me. Okay, moving on over into the default chart for the NASDAQ Composite, NASD there, that did reverse back up into X's on its default chart here, remains on a string of three consecutive buy signals. I think if we're looking for a spot to defend just the average of this kind of nearest three levels of support, also in the middle of the trading band and a nice even round number coming in at 16,000 could be a spot to defend in the short term. Mentioning gold as well, GC backslash on the platform is one of the larger gainers that did reverse back up into X's with yesterday's action, posting a fourth consecutive buy signal in the process. That does now give it some localized support up at 2330, but we are still in heavily overbought territory. So keep an eye out on some possible price normalization, either through a decline in price or perhaps through a decline or an advancement in time per se. Okay, that also coincided, that positive gain for gold, with an advance within the Dolly rankings. We're looking at the intra-commodity Dolly rankings, precious metal moving up to the first position for the first time since the close of 2023. I also want to bring this up to your attention, as we are seeing, or have seen at least in the last 52 weeks or so, the last year, we have seen strength from precious metals be a little bit more spotty per se. So keep an eye out on other precious metal groups like silver, which has joined the fight recently, in terms of how other areas besides gold of the precious metal group can continue to kind of lead that space higher from a relative strength perspective. Of course, energy also kind of flexing its muscles there, being in the first two positions for the better part of the last, you know, since last summer or so. Okay, moving on over into a couple different earnings conversations, starting off with JP Morgan. They beat on bottom and top line expectations there, but the market is seeing something they're just not quite liking. They're down about 3% at the time of this recording, down around 188 or so. Regardless, JP Morgan still a five for fiver in the top 10 of that bank's sector matrix there as well. All things considered, I think this is just the continuation of a pretty healthy pullback for JP Morgan, still on a string of three consecutive buy signals and moving closer to that range of support down there at the bottom of the trading band. So talking about a risk reward type of scenario, this pullback gives you a better opportunity to move into a technically strong name like JPM. Moving on over into BlackRock, BLK, they also reported over the this morning there. They're up about 2% at the time of this recording, another strong five for fiver. They do sit just inside the top half of that sector matrix as well. If we do see some continued upside participation for BlackRock, take a look at 832. That's those highs from 2024 there. All right, moving on over into Fun Friday. This is a segment I look forward to all week. It's about the time where we talk about how you can best use the platform, exploring some of the nooks and crannies to explore and streamline your process on the NDW platform. All right, moving on over into today's focus of the portfolios. Now, I've got a lot of portfolios. I'm one of the analysts. I'm looking at stocks all the time. I'm sure you are as well. But I was taking a look at some of my old ones here. This one's from last year. And I was taking a look at some of the headers, and it's kind of like an infomercial. But wait. There's more. So forgive my bad joke there, but the point is that not all of these headers can possibly be useful to me, at least at the same time, right? Maybe at on their own they possibly are, but let's say that there's just too much information that we just want to see here. So to adjust that downwards in any of your portfolios there, go to the portfolio and then go to settings and edit headers. And at that point, you'll be able to see all of the options available to you there. Now, I'm not going to go through every single one. It's going to be best on a case-to-case basis based on what you, as a specific advisor or user, are interested in seeing. But you can turn them off or on with a simple click of the button. And then make sure you go up and hit on save slash overwrite layout from there. You can set presets so that that way you don't have to do this for all of your portfolios and kind of go from there as well and set things as default layouts. Okay, that's enough from me. I will get off my soapbox. I hope everybody has a wonderful weekend, a safe weekend, and we will be back again on Monday.